This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The coronavirus has now killed more Americans than died in World War II. We've lost more than 410,000 people to this virus in this country. President Biden says this is war, and he's the commander-in-chief.
We will get through this. We will defeat this pandemic. And to a nation waiting for action, let me be the clearest on this point. Help is on the way.
He's ordered more vaccinations and testing and laid the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses. And today, there's more.
President Biden will take executive action to provide financial relief to millions of Americans. The president plans to sign two executive orders today that will increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and make it possible for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 an hour minimum wage. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Police at the U.S. Capitol have apologized to National Guardsmen for kicking them out of the U.S. Capitol building they helped protect during the inauguration.
Now that the security detail has ended, thousands of Guard members were told to leave the Capitol building. Politico reported hundreds were sent to a nearby parking garage, crammed close together despite COVID fears, and had to share a bathroom, quoting one who said they felt betrayed by the lawmakers that they had been protecting. Some members of Congress responded they could sleep in their offices. Iraq War veteran Senator Tammy Duckworth says she called the military brass until the guardsmen and women were allowed back into the Capitol building. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The new James Bond thriller won't debut until October, delayed because of the pandemic. The movie No Time to Die was scheduled to open last April, but pushed back several times. This is AP News. There's a lot of talk about whether the Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this.
Worries about this year's Olympics have risen amid Japan vaccination uncertainty. Japan is publicly adamant it will stage its postponed Olympics this summer, but to pull it off, many believe the vaccination of its 127 million citizens is key, an immense undertaking in the best of circumstances and complicated now by an overly cautious decision-making process, bureaucratic roadblocks, and a public that's long been deeply wary of vaccines. Japan hopes to start the jabs in late February, but uncertainty that a nation ranked among the world's lowest in vaccine confidence can pull off the massive undertaking this time for the Games in July is growing, casting doubt on whether the Tokyo Olympics can happen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.